Atticus Fantasticus, the treasure of treasures. Written by Andrew Daddo and read by Stig Weems, with original music by Paul Smith. In single file, they plodded up the little hill to the base of the mountain. The climb was easy, to start with at least. Soon enough, the sand turned into little rocks. The little rocks got bigger and bigger again. And then it was like they were climbing up the face of one enormous rock, which is pretty much what they were doing. "Not really pirating, is it, mate?" muttered Lightning Rod as he hauled himself up onto a ledge.
"Arr, don't know about that, Rod. I reckon this is exactly what pirating is. We's after treasure, ain't we? We're away from our families, we're risking our necks and living the dream. And, in my book, that sounds a lot like pirating."
First mate was nimble. She could shoot up from ledge to nook to cranny without much of an effort. In fact, the entire crew was pretty good at climbing. They'd spent ages now flying up and down the rigging of the Grand Nan, and this wasn't much different. Not really.
"Ahoy, ship ahoy!"
sang out two times from a higher ledge.
"A ship? Where's that?"
said Atticus, pulling himself up before scanning the horizon.
"There, Captain! In the cove, sir! And fear not, it's our ship. I just like saying ship ahoy when I see a ship is all. Can't help myself."
Atticus sat on the ledge and looked down at the Grand Nan. He felt a glow slide through him like warm honey. "She is a beauty, ain't she?" he smiled. "The jolly boats are still there and so's the bush pig. What's it doing in the jolly boat? And that clearing must be where Extinct Man lives. We should make a little map from up here so we can remember which way not to go back."
"Aye, aye, you're a forward-thinking cap'n. I like that," said First Mate. "Buttface, make a sketch, would you?"
"Yes, mate,"
went Buttface, patting his pockets and looking for a pencil. The shiny Briggan Dodo bird squawked as it threw a shadow over them.
"Cover your shiny bits," said Fishface. "That bird's after something. I can feel it."
The bird came in closer, riding the upward draft before banking and veering away.
"She looks bigger up close, don't she?"
Lightning Rod was impressed.
"I like that bit of red along the edges of them feathers. It's like she's on fire. What a hot bird."
Magic Harry raised an eyebrow.
"Indeed, Rod. Beware the beauty. I'll bet there's a sting in that tail."